Good morning. This is Tactical Temptress with your Urban Prepper Daily Briefing for Saturday, July 4th, 2026. Happy Independence Day to everyone celebrating today. We've got a solid range of content to cover this morning. The community has been active on power and energy resilience, everyday carry, and some practical general preparedness. There's also a timely heads up from the medical gear space that ties right into the holiday weekend. Let's get into it. Starting with general preparedness, City Prepping put out a video that a lot of people in this community are going to want to sit with. The premise is that the rest of 2026 may not be defined by one single large crisis, but by multiple systems becoming less reliable at the same time. That framing, overlapping, simultaneous fragility, rather than one dramatic event, is a useful way to think about how to structure your preparedness approach. Not one big scenario, several quiet failures happening at once. City Prepping makes the case for why that matters and what it means for how you prepare. Also in the general space, Wrangler Star put out something genuinely worth your attention. 2 years ago, he slipped off a tailgate while loading his motorcycle and snapped the ball joint off the top of his femur. $50,000 in medical bills, months of recovery, a permanent injury. The video is about an $89 fix he found, a practical, low-cost solution tied directly to that experience. For anyone who moves heavy equipment, loads vehicles, or works outdoors regularly, that's a real-world lesson with a concrete takeaway. And Sensible Prepper, Such, is running a giveaway through the rest of July in honor of the country's 250th anniversary. The prize package includes an identity protection membership, silver from ITM Trading, a Dirty Man safe, and an Allite Batten 4, total value over $800. If you want to enter, head over to suchgear.com/giveaways. Now, over in Everyday Carry, Gideon's Tactical put together a list of his top 6 American-made EDC pocket knives. The lineup includes the Buck 110, the Spyderco Paramilitary 2, and 4 others, all domestic manufacturers. If you've been looking to round out or replace a blade and want to keep it made in the USA, that's a focused resource. Accessorize Me also posted an EDC showcase covering 4 items: the Penco Utility Tool, the Casio Nano Ring Watch, the ZZ EDC Bean Z Fidget Slider, and the Penco Bullet Pen. Compact, low-profile carry, the kind of setup that blends into everyday life while keeping you covered. Staying on gear, but shifting toward power and energy resilience, Sutton's Days put out what might be one of the more practically useful videos of the week for anyone thinking about backup power. She walks through 5 Bluetti models she personally owns: the Elite 10, the Elite 30 V2, the Elite 100 V2, the Elite 400, and the Fridge Power. For each one, she breaks down exactly what it can run, how long it lasts, and where it fits in a real preparedness setup. No fluff. This is a side-by-side comparison grounded in real use. If you've been trying to figure out which power station makes sense for your situation, that's the kind of head-to-head breakdown that cuts through the noise. And the Organic Prepper published a piece this week with direct relevance to the season we're in right now. The article addresses summer power outages specifically, making the point that people often assume a hot weather blackout is easier to manage than a winter one, but that a summer outage carries its own serious risks, including heat-related illness and death. If your power resilience plan was built around cold weather scenarios, this is a good moment to pressure test it against a summer grid-down situation. On the food and pantry side, the Provident Prepper opened their calcium hypochlorite storage after 4 years and documented what they found. This turned into a real-world lesson on long-term storage of water treatment chemicals. Calcium hypochlorite is widely used in the prepping community for water purification, and the condition it's in after 4 years of storage has direct implications for whether your water treatment supplies are actually viable when you need them. That's the kind of real-world testing the community benefits from seeing documented. Also, on the food and pantry front, though from a completely different angle, Flat Tire Farm out of Alaska put out a video showing their 6-month Costco restock after a long winter depleted their off-grid food storage. Living in the Alaska wilderness, a trip to town isn't casual, it's an undertaking. Their restock haul and storage approach gives a useful window into large-scale remote food storage from a family that does this as a genuine necessity. On the medical side, Skinny Medic posted a short flagging and Independence Day sale at Medical Gear Outfitters, 15% off everything on the site through this weekend, using coupon code JULY250 at medicalgearoutfitters.com. If you've been meaning to stock up on trauma supplies, IFAC components, or medical consumables, this weekend's the window. Moving into skills, Ham Radio Crash Course addressed something the amateur radio community has been watching closely: the growing number of AI-generated applications in the ham radio space. The video looks at what's driving this sudden wave of AI-generated ham radio tools, what it means, and how to think about it. For anyone licensed or working toward a license, understanding where AI is showing up in the hobby and what that actually changes is increasingly relevant. Ham Radio Crash Course is a solid resource for keeping up with how the tech landscape in that space is evolving. Now to some current events content. A couple of channels in the data today are focused on geopolitical scenarios, international conflict, and fear-based framing. That's not territory we cover in this briefing. If that angle interests you, those channels are worth a look. Let's move to some rising voices in the community, creators building their preparedness libraries worth knowing about. Luke and Sarah's off-grid life posted from Portugal this week, where they're building a home during an intense heat wave. The video includes a direct question about heat stroke symptoms, which is real, practical, and timely given the season. For anyone building, working outdoors, or gardening in summer heat, that's a grounded look at heat-related health risks in an off-grid context. Reliable Prepper put out a video asking a question every prepper should honestly sit with: will your preparations actually work when the grid goes down? They walk through what a real power outage, grid down situation means for the things you've set up and whether your plan holds up under actual conditions. Good foundational thinking, especially paired with the power station content from Sutton's Days Today. And Zay and Nay documented a day in daily off-grid tiny house life, including cooking from scratch in an off-grid setup. The practical, day-to-day texture of that kind of living is something a lot of people in this community are working toward or actively planning, and seeing it lived out in real time has genuine value. Reddit is quiet this morning. No community discussion threads to report today. If you're not already active in the prepping subreddits, they're worth checking in on directly, especially on holiday weekends when people tend to share what they're actually testing and using. Before we close out, a quick note on a deal worth knowing about this weekend. Augustin Farms is running a sale with up to 15% off. If you've been building out your long-term food storage or want to add to what you already have, Augustin Farms is a staple in this community for a reason. You can find the sale at augustinfarms.com. Worth checking before it wraps up. To close out this morning, the clearest theme running through today's content is power resilience. From the side-by-side Bluetti breakdown, to the summer outage piece, to the grid-down readiness question from Reliable Prepper, the community is spending real time right now asking whether their backup power setups are actually ready to perform. That's a sharp question to be asking in the middle of summer heat season, and today's content gives you several angles to work through it. This briefing is produced by the Urban Prepper Channel. I'm Tactical Temptress. Thanks for starting your morning with us. Stay sharp, stay ready, and I'll see you tomorrow.